NSRN News, I'm John Scott. The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case is allowing Donald Trump to appeal a ruling allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis to remain on the prosecution. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee granted a request by defense attorneys to ask the Georgia Court of Appeals to review the judge's decision. It's now up to the appeals court to decide whether the court will hear it. Donald Trump leaning toward supporting a 15-week national ban on abortions. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The former president has taken credit for overturning Roe v. Wade by appointing three justices to the Supreme Court, but he's been reluctant to endorse an abortion ban. Trump told WABC Radio this week he's considering a ban around 15 weeks of pregnancy. However, he supports exceptions for rape, incest, and saving the mother's life, which he said the vast majority of Republicans support. And to pro-life Republicans who want tougher abortion restrictions, Trump said, here's the problem. You have to win elections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the IRS chief zeroing in on wealthy tax cheats. Julie Walker has more.
IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says the federal tax collector will expand its pursuit of high wealth tax dodgers with new initiatives.
If we are collecting what is owed from the wealthiest taxpayers, it means that others aren't shouldering the burden of funding our government.
He says the IRS is using tools like AI to catch, cheat, and promising taxpayers better service. But it's a tall order for a federal agency that even Werfel has referred to as iconic. Unpopular with the American public. I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks now with little movement. The Dow ahead 11 points. The NASDAQ is up one. This is SRN News. In recent years, the number of Christian films being produced has skyrocketed. That trend likely to continue, the view of Chris Carpenter, managing site editor of the Christian Post Crossmap platform. Carpenter says the growth of the faith-based film industry has been impressive.
I've been in this business quite a while, and it used to be there'd be a new faith-based movie, Christian movie, that would come out, you know, once every 3 months. So you'd have five or six a year that were coming out. Now it seems like it's five or six a week. So the volume of product is just staggering these days. And like anything, the more you do it, you're going to get better at it. So the quality of the movies has gone way up.
Carpenter traces the revival of Christian filmmaking to Georgia-based evangelical director Alex Kendrick and his brothers. Their newest movie, titled The Forge, will be released in theaters this August. This is SRN News. The media companies Gannett and McClatchy, which together control more than 200 news outlets, including USA Today, say they will stop using stories, video, and images from the Associated Press later this month. AP says it was disappointed by the decisions and was hopeful that discussions would result in new deals. If America is going to the dogs, it might be a French bulldog.
The American Kennel Club says Frenchies remain the United States' most commonly registered purebreds. Some say the new standings make the French bulldog the nation's most popular canine, although longtime fans worry over what popularity is doing to the breed. The rankings are derived from puppies and other dogs that were added to the AKC's registry last year. After Frenchies, the most common AKC breeds, Labrador and Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Poodles. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.